We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Before we start, I'd like to speak out one ha'ore from the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Taz in Simen Shin Samach Beis brings down the halacha. We heard on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that the Kone Shal Gabe the kone shal gabov by yatsuras haPesach does not have to touch the two kanim, the two lachayim, and poshet the lomdus is you say good asik. We imagine keilu the two lachayim on the two sides go up, and the melas of the kone al gabov is also good. The taz. And Simon Shin Samach Beis speaks about a tzir that the kone she'al gabov is over a roof. And the shnei kanim, the shnei mezuzis of the tzuras ha-pesach are underneath the roof. Or one of the mezuzis is underneath the roof. So you have a kone al gabov over the roof, and you have the kone lamatas underneath the roof. So the Taz says, in order that this should work, you have to make a hole in the roof. You have to make a hole in the roof, mechuvin, keneged the kone lamata. That means, if this is the roof and you have a kone over here, and let's say you have a kone going this way, you have a kone going here underneath an overhang, let's say, so you have to make a hole in the overhang over the kone, and then you'll say, then you can make a tzuras ha-pesach. That is what the Taz says. So from the Taz we see Amoyre de Kechidish, that the halacha of good asik cannot be said if there's a dova hamafsik. That's what we see from the Taz. The others want to shtel it too. We had a Rashba before, that the Rashba is the kasha, when we had the koira outside of the movi, it was not touching the koisel hamovi, so there was a kasha of rishonim. Let us say lovud, the koira was a tefach, let us say lovud, ki'ilu, the outside chelik of the koira was touching the koisel hamovi. That was the tzir we had on picture 94. There the rishonim asked the kasha, let us say if the outside, if the chelek achitzin of the koir is matter the mavoi, and is rochik mikois lehamavoi, let us say lovud, let us bring the outside, keilu it's touching the inside. So there the Rishayim answer, when teretz you don't say lovud when there's a dava hamapsik. So who adin over here, they tell too that if you have a roof, and you have to say good asik, it seems, would not penetrate roofs. So the Chaya Odom brings down a kasha from our Gemara. Let us just tell over the kasha, and then we'll go further in the sugya. We had learned, let us just see the Tanina on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Kipe Rav Meir Mechaya V'Mezuzah V'Chachomim Poitrim. Vishovin Shim Yesh Biragleho Asoro, but Sai Rab Meya, inside the Chachomim hold, Im Yesh Biragleho Asore, if the Ragle Hakipe has a Asora Tvochim, let us just refresh our memories, picture 151 on page 25. If the Ragle Hakipe has Asora Tvochim, Shehi Chayeves. So then everyone is moide that you are chayev. So let us see Rashi from 1 minute. So Rashi says Chayeves. Do yesh bo asoro goiva b'roichev arbo. Because you have the, what is missing over here? Yesh bo asoro goiva b'roichev arbo. You have the raglei hadeles you have. You have on both sides 10 tvachim, and there's 4 tvachim in between. Alme ein tzrichen liga. So you see, it does not have to touch. Doch sheira de Pesach biragleo hi. The Pesach is marsher biragleo. That means you have the Pesach has three chalokim. It has two mezuzahs, two raglayim, and then it has a mashkef. Doch sheira the Pesach beragleoi. The hechsher of the Pesach is from the raglayim. So you have ready a hechsher. That's that you have 10 tvachim, which are 4 tvachim wide. Vo eagle mafsik bein tikra hol yoyne le mezuzahs. Rashi seems to hold that a mashkef has to be level. A round mashkef does not have a toiras mashkef. But eagle mafsik bein tikro yoyne le mezuzis oktoni chayev. So the Gemara is bringing a raya from this that the two stodei apesach do not have to touch the kono yoyne. That is the Gemara's raya. And we remain with this. Let the lumdus be alts godasig, let the lumdus be whatever the lumdus is. But we see from this din that even though there's a dover hamavsig beinayim, that is the raya from this din. The chayodam es the kasha and the taz from this din. He brings this from the taz of Shabbos. That even though you have a dover hamavsig, it's good. So why does the taz say you have to make a hole in the roof if you have the kane Hatsuras a Pesach underneath it? Why do they make a hole? Because there's something that's mafsik. You see, from the Raya, from Kippur, it teaches us that segedman nishon that is a dova hamafsik. That's the lashon of Rashi. Even though the eagle is mafsik, so you see, it doesn't have to touch. So we see al kaponim that a dova hamafsik is not migareya. Now let us go to Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let us start. Omar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Leinechleku beishamay ubeishilu al mavoi. We hear in the Mishnah a machlokes beishamay and beishilu how you are machsher a mavoi sosa. Three way machlokes beishamay, beishilu, and Rabbi Elazar. Beishamay says you need alechi and a koire. Beishilu says you need oy lechi, oy koire, and Rabbi Elazar says you need two lechoyai. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel, loy nechleku beishamei beisilul al movoi shepochais mi arba ameis. If the opening of the movoi is less than dalad ameis, she'enai tzarich klum. You don't need anything. In fact, the Gemara v'anant nan in the Mishnah it says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echol Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, Leinechliku Beishamei Beisilol Al Movoi Shehu Poches Mi Arba Ames, Shehu Niter Oy Belechi Oy Bekoire. In the Mishnah we had learned that Rabbi Shmuel said that by less than dalad ames you need a tikkun. Abo alechi a kairo will be sufficient. Here Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that less than dalad ames you don't need anything. Omar Rabashi ochi koma. No, that was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, leitzorich klum ochi koma. Ein eitzorich lechi vekoire kebeishamai veloi lecho yayin kerabelezer ela oi lechi oi koire kebeishil. So let us see Rashi. Hochi kamar einei tzorich lechi v'koire. V'hai klum de kamar. That what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if it is less than dal, if the opening of the movoi is less than dal, you don't need anything. Ahanech toisvis the moisvi beishamai. Uber Rabbi Elezer ad the beisilu koi, that they added on. Beisilu said a heker is sufficient for ruach abis. And they said you need more than a heker. You need something that is a semblance of a mechitza. And according to Beishami, that's a lechi v'kair. And according to Rabbi Elezer, that's to lechayayim. So this I suffer that we were mechayiv starts after it's dalad ames. But till dalad ames, we are moide to beisilu, that a heker is sufficient. But the lumdus of dalad ames is the while I was unable to find out why till dalad ames a heker is sufficient and after dalad ames you need a teiras mechitza. Now the Gemara says further. Vikama, till when do you need a heker? That means, how small does the Pesach HaMavoy have to be and you still need a heker? Vikama, Omar Rav Achli, Vitaimer Rav Yechiel, Ad Arbo. Till four tvachim. Let us see what Rashi says. Vikama, Yehei, Pochis, Rochboy, Me Arbamis. You're telling me Arbamis need a heker. How much less than Arba Amis do you also need a heck of a tzorich tikin? You'll still need a tikin. Ad Arba Tvach. Till Dalet Tvach. Afilay Neirochev Ela Amo. We're going from Dalet Amis till. Afilay Neirochev Ela Amo 6 Tvach. Am I Chamisho or 5 Tvach? Am I Arba Tvach? Am I Tzorich Lechi? Dalet Tvach is a Shir Mokim Choshuv. So they gave that. So that needs a tikun. Avo poches miyarbo, tos nevach shivis, ein ei tzorich klum. That's what, so you don't need any tikkun whatsoever. Anusugye. Omar Rav Sheishes, Omar Rav Yirmiye Bar Abe, Omar Rav. Moidim chachomim l'Rabbi Elezer bepasei chotza. We had in the Mishnah, as we mentioned before, a three-way machloikis, how you are misakin amovi. Beishamay holds belechi v'koire, Beisilul holds belechi oy v'koire, and Rabbi Leza holds tulachoyai. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheishis, Omar Rav Yirmi Ba'aba, Omar Rav. This machloikis is by amovi. Abo moidim chachomim l'Rabbi Elezer bepasei chotzer. But by a chotzer that is porutz beruach revi. There moidet Rabbi Elezer that you need to l'choyayim. V'Rav Nachman omar haloche ki Rabbi Elezer bepasei chotzer. Rav Nachman says, so from the first memre, it seems, there's no machloikis. The second memre of Rav Nachman, it seems, there is a machloikis bepasei chotza. But halacha ki Rabbi Elezer. Is Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. So now Rav Nachman by Yitzhak explains these two memres. Man moidim Rebbe. And halacha michlal de pligi, man pligi alei rabot. That means in Chotzer there's a machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbono. The Sanya, we learned in the Beraise, Chotzer niteres bepas echot. A Chotzer becomes mutter with one lechi. Rebbe oimer bishnei pasim. Rebbe says bishnei pasim. So memele, so this is now, so we have a machloikis. So memele, this is pshat in the two memres. So the first memre was moide rabbonon l'Rabbi Elezer bepasei chotzer. Who's the rabbonon Rebbe? He says Rebbe in chotzer holds like Rabbi Elezer holds in movi. And the second memre halachik Rabbi Elezer bepasei chotzer. That means that even though the Chachamim hold that a Chotzer niteres bepas echot, but halacha ki Rabbi Elezer that holds as a din of Tula Chayayim afilu b'movi, al kaponim by Chotzer, we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. Let us see Rashi. Bepasei Chotzer, in nifritza lemokeim ha'osolo, tzricho shiur mishnei tzideho. So it needs a shiur mishnei tzidel, from both sides. That's like Rabbi Elezer holds. Man moidim dekoma Rabbi Yirmiye, Rebbe. Umay hilchese dekoma Rav Nachman, the mashme mechlal de pligi af bepasei chotzer, man poligalei, and Rabbi Elezer rabbonon, b'nei machlekusoi shel Rebbe. Let us just see Taisvis for 1 minute. Bepasei chotzer, Vekoshe, so Taisvis asks Akashe, the Gabi Movui Nokat Loshen Lechi, the Gabi Chotzer Nokat Loshen Pas Bekulosh Maite, Afal Gav, the Shneyem Mashu, we'll see that Pasei Chotze can also be a Mashu. Pasei Lechi can be a Mashu. So they have the same size. So why is it that one is called a Lechi and one is called a Pas? Rabbi Yankev Emden wants to say, Nirali de Mashu de Pasim Loidomi le Mashu de Lechi. Both are mashu, but there's a difference. The bechol, the lechi, the bechol du sagilei afilu kechut hasarbo. It means like a thread is also sufficient by a lechi. Umashu de pas, hainu lafuki de beloi boi dalet. You don't need dalet tvachim. Beloi shloisho, you don't need three tvachim kerabiyesi. Miu boi shiure zute sheyoche lamoid. But it should be able to stand up by itself. Oi eitz nitzov, vo'oimet kinyin pasei birois. Like pasei birois. So there we see pas is called, pas is something that al kaponim it's able to stand up by itself. A lechi, afil achut hasarbol is enough, afil a thread is sufficient. Here, you need al kaponim a shear that is able to stand up by itself. That's what Rabbi Yankev Emden wants to say. So now, we just got into the machloikis of Rebbe and the Rabbonim, if a chotzer is niter be pas echot or be shnei pas. Oma Rabbi Asi, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Chotzer Shtzricho Shnei Pasen. That a Chotzer needs two Pasen. Oma Lei Rabbi Zeire Le Rabbi Asi, Mi Oma Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. So Rabbi Zeire asked Rabbi Asi, how could you say the Rabbi Yochanan holds you need two Pasen? Es Pashtas, he Paskens like Rabbi. Vo'atu da amret mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan pasei chotzer tzrichin shiyei behen dalet. Rabbi Yochanan said that pasei chotzer have to have dalet for him. So memele, here you say that two pasem are enough, and here you say you need dalet. V'chi teime, we'll say it's no stire. Arbo mikan v'arbo mikan. What's the stire? You need two passing, and each one has to have dalet tvoch. So, Rab Zeire asked, Bohotoni Rav Ade Baravimi Kami de Rav Chanine, V'omri lo Kami de Rav Chanine Bar Papi. We had learned this Barais already, Ktano Be'eser, U'gedoy lo Ba'achas Esre. We had learned that a Ktano, Shenifritz Chotzer Ktano, Shenifritzo L'gedoy lo. So the Ktan is Asura, the Gdoyla is Muteres. So Rav Ade said that the minimum shear of the Gdoyla in order to be Muteres is it is an Amma larger than the Ktan. So the Gifufi of the Gdoyla, Amata the Gdoyla Al-Koponim. So if the minimum shear is an Amma larger than the Ktan, so the Gifufim of the Gdoyla, the most they can be is three tvachim. If it's an amet, it's three tvachim. The picture of Chotzer Ktanu Chotzer Gdelu, that's on page 12, picture 69, to refresh our memories. So there we said that the Chotzer Gdelu has to be, the minimum shear in order to be mutter has to be three tvachim on each side. The Gefufim has to be three tvachim, to be mater the Gdelu. So now, if you will say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need two pasim by a chotzer, and each pas has to be four tvachim, so how does the shtim mit Rav Ade Baravimi? How does it shtim? He says that the chotzer gedoyle becomes nitter with three tvachim. We have a kasha. Seems Rabbi Zeire gefragt der Kasche. Ki solik Rabbi Zeire, na das Agirsa Rabbi Abbe, Miami, when he came off the ship, Stummy was in the yam, he had a lot of time on his hands to think about this kasha, Pirsha. So he said a teretz. Tabat, he was miyashiv, the two lishoines of Rabbi Yochanan. Beruach achas barbo. If you have one pass, so then it has to be dalet for him. Mishtei ruchois, mashu lekan, umashu lekan. Two ruchois, then a pas mashu is sufficient. So before we go further, what is the lomdus? It's a very gishmak lomdus. Shtei ruchois, you have to have a bechina by a chotzer of two mezuzas. It's a chotzer is more chomer. We're speaking about a chotzer. We'll see a chotzer merube over here. So al kaponim, it needs two lechayim, two mezuzas to be matter. You need the psazoy, a roiv of a tsuras a pesach was made already. It's not the whole tsuras a pesach, but you have two mezuzas al kaponim. If you don't have two mezuzas, so then you have to have a pas echot. That's roichiv dalet. That has a teiras mechitze. Dalet, tfochim is a mokim choshuv. So bimkaimoy, where the pas is standing, you have a mechitze in this mokim, a real mechitze, not a mezuzah of a tzuras ha-pesach. You have a real mechitze. So if you have a real mechitze, one ruach, so it seems that mechitze soisim the whole ruach. But you have an alternative. Either you have a mechitze of dalet tfochim, or you have a two mezuzahs. So memele, that is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Ho de toni Rav Ade baravime Rebihi. Rebihi, na Rav Ade baravime, that said that the chotzer gedoylo has to be a minimum of 6 tfachim larger than the chotzer ktana. Now it's fair. How can you say that? According the way we're saying now, Rabbi Yochanan, that in order two mashun are also enough. Two lechayim is also enough. So it could be 10 tvachim and 2 mashun. 10 tvachim and 2 tvachim. Avon shenzenoifen. Why do you need that the chotzer gedoyle has to be 11 tvachim? Rabbi Yi v'savolok Rabbi Yosi. That is going according to Rabbi, and he holds like Rabbi Yosi. Now, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos how we explain this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Sokt Rashi, yeah, ugdoilo ba'achas esrei, deleke el o shloisha mikan, uktoni gdoilo muteris. So if you'll tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds you need two pasim, of dalet tvachim each, so how could the gedolah be muteres? Miyami olam min hayom. Rabbi hi v'sova lo k'Rabbi Yosi. So who the omar lechi rochav shloisha tvachim boy? That's Rabbi, and Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi. So now Rashi explains the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that two mashuhin are also sufficient. Alibe de Rabbonan koma. He's going alibe de Rabbonan. De pas de komri Rabbonan arbot vochim hu, u bishnei rucho isagi bishnei mashin. So it seems that the shakla v'tayin, the Gemara, according to Rashi, is as follows. He says, the Gemara in the Havamina held, before we had Tanoim that paskin like Rebbe, that we paskin like Rebbe. So Memele, the Gemara that have him in the held, Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rebbe. So Memele, that was the Kasha, but he holds like Rebbe. So, and if you'll say that Rebbe holds, you need a pas dalid, and Ravada Baravimi said that the Gdoilo could be, the Gdoilo could be Kasha if it's 6 tvachim larger. So, it's a tshver, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need it to be 8 tvachim larger. That was the Gemara's kasha. So, the Gemara answered, no, I have news for you. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon, I the Rabbonon say that, that's a machlokes Rabbi in the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say you don't need Shnei Pasim. No, that means that if you don't, not you, that Shnei Pasim, Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi. That you need Shnei Pasim, which are three Tvachim. And the Rabbonon hold that one of the two. So in the Baraisa they said you can get away with one pass if it is four Tvachim. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to the Rabbonon, if you'll have two passim and each one is a mashu, is also good. This is Shitas Rashi, the Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the Rabbonon. These two dinim, dalet vochim, and shtei passim b'mashu is alibe de Rabbonon. The Rishonim ask, so it comes out the Loshon HaBaraisa does not flow too well. The sign Yechotzel Niteres bepas Echad Rebbe Oimer b'shnei pasim. So it would seem from the Rehitis Loshna Brais we're talking about the same pass. The only difference is one or two. And we're talking about two different things. He's saying a pas Echad of Dalet, and they're saying shnei pasim of Gimel. It doesn't, the Brais doesn't flow too well. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Nachman Omar, Halacha k'Rabbi Lezer bepasei chotzer. This was the beginning of the sugya. The Rav Nachman paskened like Rabbi. Halacha k'Rabbi Lezer bepasei chotzer. Direct Tosfos. V'hoda loikoma halacha k'Rabbi bepasei chotzer. L'chayre, this is doch k'ret a bissel Turkish, like Rabbi Lezer speaking about mevois yinitu l'choyayim. Rabbi in the Chotzer says, by Chotzer you need two lechayim, two pasim. So he should have said, Halachi k'Rabbi. So Machlokes Rabbi in the Rabbanon say, Halachi k'Rabbi. Why? Halachi k'Rabbi Lezer b'Chotzer. Bodo loikama Halachi k'Rabbi b'pasei Chotzer. Do sova k'Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Lezer. K'de kamrinan. Umoidim chachomim Rabbi Lezer b'pasei Chotzer. Haine Rabbi. Le Rabbi Lezer. This would have said it much clearer. The Ihu Ayri Bechotza. Al Dunechel Eile Minket Rabbi Elezer Sheniskar B'Mishnoseinu. Rabbi Elezer, this Shite of Tulechoyayim was only mentioned in a Mishnah by Rabbi Elezer. So he wants to say the Rabbi Elezer that was mentioned in a Mishnah. So Alochek Rabbi Elezer Bepasei Chotza. Weiter. Bezorich loima. De Rebbe verabonon bechotzer merubas pligi. This machloikes. That Rebbe holds shnei pasim. And the Rabbonon holds one pas. Bechotzer merubas pligi. This is speaking about a chotzer merubas. Dile Rabbonon sagi lohu bepas mashehu. According to the Rabbonon, now we're going to see that Tosfos is choilek on Rashi. But let's just go along as I, the Rashi said, Rabbi Yochanan holds according to the Rabbonon, need a pas dalet. In two pasim is each one a mashu. But let's go with Tosfos. Tosfos is choilek. The Rabbonon sagi lohu, we're speaking about a chotzer merubas. The Rabbonon sagi lohu bepas mashu. According to the Rabbonon, even in a chotzer merubas, a pas mashu help. Ula Rebbe tzorich shnei pasin shel mashu. According to Rebbe, you need two pas, shnei pasin, shnei pasin shel shnei mashu. That means each one will have a mashu. The E, so memele, that's the case what we're speaking about, and that's what each one holds. So the Val, according to Tais, we mentioned before, the flow in the Barais is not good according to Rashi. Here the flow is beautiful. We have to just be Miyashiv the Sugya. But if I count that Rebbe is speaking about Shnei Pasin of Amashu, and the Rabbanu is speaking about one Pas Mashu. Now, in the spoke, speaking about Achotze Merubas, the I ba'orko yeser al rochba pligi. If you will say that they're chaylik ba'orko yeser al-roch, ba'kashe d'Rav Nachman ad-Rav Nachman. The hoche posik, kerebi, here he passing in the kerebi, that you need in the chotzer to pass. Besoif Shmaita, which we didn't learn yet, koma Rav Nachman, neketinon, the chotzer sha'orko yeser al-roch, ba'niteres belechi mashu. So how does this stim? The same Rav Nachman. He says, Alechi Mashu is enough. And here he paskins like Rebbe, that you need two pasim. So you have to say that Asug is speaking about a chotzer merubas. Merubas is more humble. So then you need take two mashuin, two pasim. And then later Rav Nachman is speaking about chotzer sha'orka yeser arochbo, so then it's just like a mavui, and it is niter belachimash. Elavadai b'merube pliki. So here we are speaking about a chotzer merubas. V'tzorich, now Taisus is going to explain Shitas Rebbe, which Taisus hold, everyone holds like Rebbe. V'tzorich shnei pasim shel shnei mashiyun. According to Rebbe, because according to the Rabbanon, Taisa said that one mashu is enough, one pas is enough a mashu. Oy bepas echod shel arbo, or a pas echod shel arbo. He says, according to Rebbe, there are two alternatives: either shnei pasim mashuin or one pas shel arbo. The Oma Rav Nachman b'soif shmaite. The chotze merubas niteres bepas arbo. So we have over here, Rav Nachman says over here that we paskin like Rebbe, that you need two pasin. Rav Nachman says later that a pas arbo helps. So Taisva says it's no stir, it's one of the two, either two pasin mashuin or one pas arbo. And he paskins like Rebbe, and according to the Rabbonon, you can get away with a pas mashu. Udalaike pirish akuntris, not like Rashi, she pirish besomuch meruach achas bedalit mishtei ruchais mashu hu lekan o mashu lekan. That what we just learned a gemore, that Rabbi Yochanan, we were miyashiv the two members of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi says, dahave ke rabonam, that Vakert, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbonon. That's what Rashi said. Rabbi Yochanan passed like the Rabbonon, so you have an alternative, either two pass and kolshu, or one pass dalit. So Taisus says, no. Dila Rabbonon, I just made a whole cheshbon. Dila Rabbonon sagi bepas echot mashu. Gide perashno. Ela kerebi osi da hochi yulchus. Now Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rebbe. So let us try to learn the Gemara over again, according to Taisvis. How did Taisvis learn the Gemara? The Gemara had asked a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. One place Rabbi Yochanan says that you need to pass it. And one place Rabbi Yochanan says that you need a pass dalit. So what did Rabbi Zeira say? So Rabbi Zeira said as follows: Beruach achas barbo, mishtei ruchos, mashu lekan umashu lekan. So Taisvis learns that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rebbe, and so that what he said shnei pasim, that's like Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan is also saying that a pas echod, a pas dalit is sufficient. I feel according to Rebbe. Oh, de tanye Rav Ade Baravine Baravimi. Hi, Rav Ade Baravimi says that you need six tfachim. Now, again, back we're in hot water now. So, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the Rabbonon. And Rav Ade Baravimi paskins like Rebbe. So memele, so it's no kasha. Now, according to Taisus, we're in hot water, because Taisus learns Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that like Rabbi, and Shnei Pasim, Shnei Mashirin, or Pasechod is a Pas Dalit. So memele, vahode, tani, ravade, baravimi. Rabbi he v'savor lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi he v'savor lo ke Rabbi Yosi. So the Teiras Chaim seems to say a gewaldike pshat that Bemison is asay. Rabbi Yosi holds that a lechi has to be 3 tefachim. That the minimum shear of a lechi is 3 tefachim. This is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi he v'savor lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi grad holds like Rabbi Yosi. He says, so Bemison, there's 2 rabbis. There's a rabbi that holds that a chotzer needs 2 lechayim, 2 pasim. That's 1 rabbi. There's another rabbi who's Rabbi Yosi zachosit. He holds that the shir of a lechi is 3 tefachim. That is rabbi. Now, Rabbi Yosi, we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi. Rebbe held like Rabbi Yosi. Lalacha, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. We hold the shir of Alechi is a mashu. So memele, so it's very good the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying like this, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe. And according, and therefore there's a shir of either 2 lecha, 2 pasim, a mashu, or 1 pas, a pas dalit. I, Rav Avdimi says, what's this Rav Avdimi? Who's Rav Avdimi going like? According to the Rabbanu Mizrahi can go. So here, Rav Dimi is going according to Rabbi, Vesava law in Rabbi holds ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi God holds ke Rabbi Yosi. So Memele, so Rav Dimi said this din according to Rabbi in the way Rabbi holds completely, but this is a Zaitik Ishaila. What the Shir of Alechi is. Rabbi Yosi God holds the Shir of Alechi is a Kolshu, is a street vachim. So according to Rabbi, the Gedoyle can only become Mutter since he holds like Rabbi Yosi if it is 6 vachim larger than the Ktane. Rabbi Yochanan is paskin la'aloche. Rabbi Yochanan paskins la'aloche in this shaila that a chotzer can be nitter either with 2 pasim kolshu or with a pas dalit. In fact, that's how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Chotzer niteres bepasechot. That a chotzer is niter bepasechot. Omar lei Abaye le Rav Yosef, mi Omar Shmuel hochi. Can you tell me that Shmuel said this? Vo Omar lei Shmuel le Rav Chananye bar Shile, at lo isavid uvde, you should not be mater a chotzer, elo, oi beroiv doifen, either you have Reiv Doifen, you have Reimed Merub Alaporis, Oy Bishnei Pasen. So we have a memre of Shmuel that either Shnei Pasen or Reiv Doifen. And you're saying a Pas Echad is sufficient. So we see Klal, this doesn't stim with Shmuel. Shmuel has different numbers. Reiv Doifen or Shnei Pasim. And you say Pasechot is enough. Anu Shira Pasechot. Omalei. So Rav Yosef answered Abaye. Vano lo yodane. I don't know. This kasha, what you're asking me, I don't know what to answer you. But one thing I can tell you. This I do know. De uvde have bedure de ruse. There was a maise bedure de ruse, loshen yam hanichnas lechotzer have. There was a maise that there was a flood. Let us see page 26 and picture 158. We see there was a flood, and we'll see this is made very nice over here, but really the yam we'll see broke down the kaisle achotze loshin yam hanichnes lachotze have. So the chatzah was poritz b'miluy, the way we have it over here, that there is a pirtz in the chatzah b'miluy. Va'osa lekamei de Rav Yehuda, le'atzcha ella pas echot. And Rav Yehuda says a pas echot is sufficient. And that's the picture over the base, a pas echot. So these two members of Shmuel, I don't know what to answer you. I don't know, but I do know, I can tell you from the Ma'isa Shehoya, that I know Rav Yehuda, Mestama Rav Yehuda is from Shmuel, that a pas echad is enough. From this Ma'isa, I know Klo. Kveisnish was, I mean, I'm not making a mistake in the memory, this Ma'isa, I know Klo. Omalei, so he told him, listen, from this Ma'isa is Goran under a parsha. Loshin Yam Kamre. This Maisa was with a Loshin Yam. Kalu Shikilu Chachomim B'mayim. We find Kules that Chazal made B'mayim. Kideboi Minei, we'll see soon Rashi, but let's just learn the Gemara a little further. Kideboi Minei Rabbi Tavle Merav. Mechitza Teluya Ma'ir Shetater Bechurba. Let us look at picture 159, and we see a chube. The inyan of a chube is that the kaisolis usually can start, are not resting on the ground, they're poruts from the bottom, and they have a mechitza lamailo, lamailo migimel tfochim. So they ask the kasha if a mechitza tluyo is matter. The boy, ke the boy minay rabbi tavla merav mechitza tluya maishe tater bechub, omalei ein mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim. A mechitza tluya is only mater b'mayim, kalu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. It's a kula that the chachomim were mater b'mayim. So let us see, picture 161. In 161, we have here a mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim, and let us understand the lumdus of the picture. We have here a porch on the second floor, and this person wants to go, who's on the porch, he wants to take water, which is underneath his house, and the water is a kamalis. He wants to take up this water and take it up into his house. So there's a problem. So what does he do? So he makes such a contraption as the way we have in the picture. He makes a box of four mechitzes, each are ten tfachim tall. And he makes a hole in his porch, and he puts this box in the hole. And then he goes and takes a bucket and puts the bucket into this box, and he sheps water from the mayim and takes it back again in the box. Now, what did this box accomplish? This box accomplished wonders. It accomplished that we have over here, this box is a Rishus HaYochid. It's Dalad al Dalad, and Mechitzas of Ten Tfachim. So he say, good Achis, so we will go and be Moirid, the Mechitzas of this box, all the way down into the water. So Memele, this area underneath the box is a Rishus HaYochid. It's one big Rishus HaYochid that's Mukif Mechitzas. And Lamaisa, so therefore, all the water that is underneath the box is in a Rishus HaYochid. So I'm taking water from a Rishus HaYochid. I made a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaYochid, so there's no problem whatsoever. So this dreidel, that a mechitza tluya is matter, kalu sheikilu b'mayim, chazal were mekel, there's a tzairich mayim, it's difficult to get mayim, so they were mekel, that a mechitza tluya helps. So what is the flow of the Gemara? So l'chayra, the flow of the Gemara is as follows. He says, this ma'ise that you're telling me, that there was a ma'ise bedura de reusa, loshin yama nichnes l'chotza, and Rav Yehuda was matter with a pas echot, this doesn't have to our problems. That's kalu shekilu b'mayim. Mereden doch, we're speaking about different problems. Before we go further, I just would like to mention a kasha of the Marsha, which is very relevant in the sugya. The Marsha asks, Ibazoi, so that Maisa was b'mayim, so maybe let us say the first memra of Shmuel We have a member of Shmuel, of Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Shmuel said, that a pas echad is matir, this is a member, chotzer niteres be pas echad. Let us say this is talking about mayim. I mean, this veisimil doch, there's a klal kalishi kilu b'mayim, so maybe this is speaking about mayim. So the Marsha answers, this memre, what is the lashon of the Marsha? So the Marsha says, the kivin, the stomach, komar shmul, leinecha leile tamudu, look medavke b'mayim. Yeah. The Shmuel said, "Stam of Shmuel speaking about Dafka case where we can use this kula of Mayim." Shmuel should have been more specific. So since Shmuel wasn't mefaret, so Shmuel speaking about on this kal shekilo b'mayim. Okay, now let us see Rashi. Loshin yam shenichnas lachotzer have. Upirzu adoifen b'miluay. So the doifen is poros. V'leyatzrichu elo pas echot b'roish ha-koysel. And the roish ha-koysel, that's what we have in picture 158. Umuta lemalois min ha-mayim lifni permitted to be memale mayim. Umuta lemalois min ha-mayim lifnim mimokim ha-machitze. V'loi amrinin kamemalei mikalmalis l'shus hayochit. Now, Rashi explains what this heter was. What did this pas accomplish? So Rashi is saying, l'choyre Rashi is saying two chidushim. Chidush number one, this mavui, after its nifrats, the Koisel Revi, the Loshin of the Yam, we made, there was a flood and it broke down the Koisel Revi. So what is this Chotzer? That's nifrats beruach Revi. So l'chayre, this Chotzer is Rishus Hayochid Minatayr. Because it has to be Mechitzes. So it's Rishus Hayochid Minatayr. It's Poros Takalmulis. What is this yam? So l'chayr is azoy. The yam, l'chayr, one could say that the yam, the water that entered the chotzer, is now mukif mitoich mechitzes hachotzer. So it's also Rishus Hayochid. What is this water in the chotzer different than the chotzer? I mean, if the chotzer is called a Rishus Hayochid, so l'chayre, the water that the yam that entered the chotzer, which finds itself toich gimel hamachitzes, is also Rishus Hayochid min ha-toyre. So weiss the chayis from Rashi nitazay. No, since the yam, the mei ha-yam, is mechuber, we see a whole yam which is outside of the chotzer, and the yam alone is zicher ha-kamalis. The yam has Hashem kamalis. And this mayim is mechuba to the mei hayam. So memeila, so this is a din of a calculus. So memeila. So now we're beginning to understand the problem over here. There's a problem. How could you take mayim, this mayim, which is mechuba to the yam, and so memeila, this mayim is a din calculus, and you're taking it into Rishus Hayochid minatayra. That's a problem. L'chayre, we have here another problem. We have here a problem, this chotzer, even though it's Rishus Hayochid min ha-teire, but it needs a tikkun beruach revius. It needs a tikkun. That's what we're talking about. It needs a tikkun beruach revius. That's what we're speaking about. Shnei pasim, pasechot, medav tachom na tikkun. But let's put that problem to a side, because Rashi doesn't speak about this problem. Rashi just speaks about a problem. Rashi says that he was matir. Rashi says he was matir with a pas echot. Umuta lemalois min hamayim lifnim mimokim amachitze. Veloyam rinin kamemalim mikarmelis l'shus hayochi. So, we're putting that problem to aside.
And we're speaking about a different problem. We have a problem. How can you take mayim into the chotzer? L'chayu, you're taking from a kalmus into the shusayot. So he said, you'll put a pas echot over, you'll put a pas echot over the water. That means where the picture is. You'll put a pas echot on one side. And memele, so then we will, this pas echot will make that the water that entered the chotzer is nivdal from the yam. This is not a chelika because this pas is mavdil. This pas is mavdil, the mehayam, the kalush ikilu b'mayim. You see that they made kulis by mayim, that you can make a, you have a whole big yam, and then, and this chelik has a teiras of shusayochid, w'mata, with gurachis, which is a kalush ikilu b'mayim. So the same thing over here, this pas will be mavdil, the mayim shebisaycha chotzer, and the mayim shach, that's outside of the chotzer. The mayim outside of the chotzer is a kalmelis. That's the yam. The mayim that's in the chotzer, that's now, it became now reshus hayochid. This pas did it. Sheikilu chachomim b'mayim lemalois mehem. In the chachomim were mekel that you're permitted to take mayim. Al yedei tikkun kol she. Tikkun kol is enough. You don't need a real legitimate tikkun. They were very makel by mayim. Kidaboyi mine. Alme. Yesh lahokil b'mayim. This kul is by mayim. Mechitzetluy is matah b'mayim. Achube not. Mashenkin b'moche b'kemache. Lochi noket chube. Didal koli yesham mechitzes tluyis. Leitiru elo b'mayim. Ki goin gzustere shehila mailo min hayam. Bepere keitzad mishtat. So this is the Gemara. So the Gemara said, this maise, we can't prove anything from this maise, kalu shikilu b'mayim. So we mentioned before, l'chayra, we mentioned there are two problems over here. Problem number one is that the mayim that is entering the chotzer has a teiras kalmelis. Since it's mechubel to the yam, it's one body of water. So since this is mechuba to the yam, has a shein kalmelis. So there's a problem. The Rashi says you're taking out from a kalmelis to a daraisa de kirishus hayochid. And this we understand the Gemara's teretz by mayim. They gave gvaldik kulis. A pas echad will make that this mayim shebesoich hachotzer is nivdal from the yam, and it's called teichishus hayochid. But l'chayre, there's a different problem we mentioned. We asked the problem that Shmuel said you need two l'chayayim, or you need, that was the problem we're going to ask. You need two l'chayayim, or you need roif doifen. So that's, how did we take care of the Gemara says, here's kalu shikilu b'mayim. I mean, but how are they allowed to take out, how did they be metalton the chotzer? Besides the mayim, you have a problem in the chotzer over here. What was matter the chotzer? Is dachsich mir, ein achanami. The chotzer, you're not allowed to be metaltal in the chotzer, 100% not. You don't even take it on the chotzer. They were matter to take out. That means, what is a chotzer that if you don't have a tikkun beruach revius? So you're not allowed to be metaltal, daladamas in it. Or but less than daladamas, you're allowed to be metaltal. So dachsich mir, this is pshatan rashi. That Rashi says, when Rashi says that Sheikilu Chachomim B'mayim L'malois Mehem, they're only Mata Milui. But you can't carry it more than Daladamas. You take that like this, you have a problem, you can't take the water and bring it into the Kakois HaChotzer. The water is here, the Chotzer is here, you can't take the water from here to here, because I'm taking from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. So that the Gemara said, no, this water has a Teiras Rishus HaYochid also. So I can take from here to here. But to carry Daladamas in the Chotzer, Chas V'Sholom, you can't carry Daladamas in the Chotzer. That's not a problem. He never was matter to carry Daladamas in the Chotzer. Azoi Dachsamir, this is Pshat and Rashi, and Dachsamir, I found this in the Chedush Yeram. The Ram says, that's why Rashi was very medayik. Rashi said that umuta lemalis min amayim lefnim imokim. Rashi only speaks about milui. Shekil ham b'mayim lemalis min amayim tikkun kol shu. Rashi only speaks about milui, but tiltal in the chotzer was taka also. That's what the Chiddush Yaran says. So then, Im keinem anachnu, so the Marsha's kash is a pella. So what did the Marsha ask? We mentioned before, the Marsha asked the kash, since we know this klal kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim, kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim. So let us say the first memra of Shmuel, that Rav Yehuda of Shmuel said that a pas echad is not speaking about mayim. But here it says, The memra of Rav Yehuda Amos Shmuel was, Amar Rav Yehuda Amos Shmuel, Chotzer niteres bepas echad. He said that the Chotzer becomes mutter. There's water, knit water. He says he should have spoken about the water. But he says that the Chotzer is mutter. The way we're saying now, that the Kashi fangt sich nicht on. Afil it is water, the Chotzer is also not mutter. The only mili amayim is mutter, but he says Chotzer niteres. So, weil the eis gewissen von der Marsha, that the chotzer also becomes mutter. Now, how do we understand this? Kalu sheikilu b'mayim. The lashon I found at the Ritva says as follows. And this gebare, kalu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. So the Ritva says, hikilu b'pirtzas chotzer shenivritze lekalmele shalmayim Latiroi beheke koldo. The Lashon HaRitva would have always given the Wamata the Chotzer. Kilu bepirtzas Chotzer shenifritza lekarmel shalmai. So dachsich mir, the Ritva means as follows. The Ritva means, they gave kulis bamayim. What is wrong with this Chotzer? What is wrong with this Chotzer? This Chotzer is poritz bimiluoi liyam. So the yam is a teiris karmelis. If we're going to say that this pass will make the mayim shebesoich hachotzer or make it a reshus hayochid, so the chotzer, so if legabi the water we say it has a teiris reshus hayochid, so it's not poritz lekalmelis. Here we have to be consistent. If we'll assume the kal shekilu legabi the mayim, let's forget about the chotzer, or legabi the mayim we can assume that this yam is a teiris reshus hayochid legabi the mayim. If this is true legabi the mayim, so memelos is not a chotzer shenivritz lekarmelis. It's nivritz reshus hayochid. You can't dance on zwei chasenes. You can't say the mayim is a teiris reshus hayochid legabi zicha, but legabi the chotzer is considered porutz lekarmelis. So that's the chmir. If I'm not mistaken, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. The Ran says klar according to Rashi, total will be yosa. That's according to the Ritva, the Marsha would seem total is mutter. Zok to Gemara weiter. Mikol mokim kashe. Frag the Gemara. But let's get back to the kasha. That means we had asked the kasha. Rabbi Yosef said over Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul that a pas echad is matter b'chotzer. We have another member of Shmuel that Shmuel said either roiv doifin or shnei pasim. So now the kasha is. So what's with this kasha? I mean, this mice is a very interesting mice, but it's not for anything we're speaking about in the chotzer now. That what is mata pas echad or shnei pasim or roiv doifin? We're back to the kasha. Zuk te gemore, ki osu rav pope b'rafuna b'reid rav yeshua me b'rav pirshua. Meiruach achas barbo. That the first memre of Shmuel, that a pas echad is matter, that's barbo. Mishtei ruchois, mashu lukan, umashu lukan. So, this tire, the here it says pas echad, here it says shtei pasim, or if it's a mashu, shtei pasim. If it's pas dalad, it's one. Omer av pope, ikashali, hokashali. But Shmuel said another vote. The Omer le Shmuel Rav Chananya Bar Shila Hat le Sabed Uvde Elo Oibe Roiv Doifen Oibe Shnei Pasim. But here Shmuel said another thing. The Stira from Shnei Pasim and Pasachet Yuham Miyashiv. But there's another problem. He said you can only be Matel Be Roiv Doifen. Lama li Roiv Doifen. Why do you need Roiv Doifen? So Roiv Doifen means that if you have a doifen of 20 amis, so it has to be 11 amis. Bepas al bosagi. Well, let's say, didn't I said a bad marshal, whatever it is, maybe 10 amis, if you have 10 amis, so 6 amis will be enough. Bepas al bosagi. So me mele, this is schwer. V'chi taima mai beroiv doifen, bedoifen shive. No. He's speaking about, yeah, that's poshut. By a doifen of 10 amis, so then a pas arbo help. He wants to tell you the beroiv doifen, bedoifen shive, the barbo havale roiv doifen. And you have roiv doifen with arbo. You have your arbo also, but you don't even need arbo. It'll be sufficient even less than arbo. Roiv doifen will be enough. So memele, you won't even need arbo. You'll need 3 3/4 will be sufficient. Frag the Gemara, but you don't even need roiv doifen. Lomeli arbo b'shloisha mashu sagi. If we're speaking about that the pirtze is, that the whole pirtze is zayin tfochim, so you don't even need roiv, you don't need 3 3/4, a 3 1/2, which is a mit, doifen is also good. Why? Domer ravachli, vitem rabbi yechila darbo, that the whole, that when do you need a tikkun, if the Pesach is arbo tfochim? If the Pesach is less than arbo tfochim, you do not need a tikkun. So memele, if we are speaking about a pirtz of zayin tvochim, so the minute you'll have 3 1/2, so you'll have less than 4 tvochim left over, so you don't need a tikkun. So memele, if that is the case, we're speaking about an opening of zayin tvochim, so memele, you don't need roiv of anything. A mit is also good because you lost your shear dalet tvochim. So the gemari boy is saying mekam bechotze kam b'mo. This Rav Achli only said his din by a movi. By a chotzer, even less than 4 tvochim also needs a tikkun. V'boy yiseime, Rav Achli gufei tanoi. Rav Achli is a machlekes tanoi. So memele, so therefore, so since the machlekes, others don't hold, so memele, that's what we say, roiv doifen, you need al kaponim, roiv of the 7. Let us not get into this machlekes. Zogt Rashi. Mikomakim de shmul kashe, pirshul de shmul haide koma bapas echot, haino abot fochim, haide koma shnei pasim bektanim koldo, bishloisha mashu sagi de imit mi arbo vesulei boi midi. Frag de gemore, you don't need even roi, vesloisha mashu is good. Dann mer aber khloi lel de pachs mi abol it zur klo kam be gots gots me rube rog be yes me yor ka af gab di mit mi abol i sagi bachi mo be yor ka yoi sa rog bai so then ye then it's less or less than 4 twach dann ni dat ikn aber khloi tan noi hier le kam on me vorschlo de machlek is dann belekle make a lot de milse ken na haye pas ken hilkar bin en rei va dai fenoin. Zog Taisus, v'chitayme bedoifen shive, de barbo havi roiv doifen. So, we have to realize, loshna gemor is schwer. If it's doifen shive, so why do you need arbo? Tarbo havi roiv doifen. So Taisus explains, the gemor does, v'hashte inoket arbo, lehava mashmeina chidish yoysa, de roiv doifen. Adarab, v'hashte inoket roiv doifen, hava revusa tvei, hava gavle havi arbo sagi. Hoyl veike reiv doifen. That the Gemara, it means in arbo you have reiv doifen. But why didn't he say arbo? He wants to tell you, full of reiv doifen helps, you don't even need arbo. 3 3/4 is also enough. Now, the lashon of the Gemara, so the lashon of the Gemara is not arbo ike reiv doifen, you don't even need arbo. That's why he didn't mention arbo. You have your arbo also, but even less than arbo. Now the Gemara has a kasha, lomeli arbo, lomeli arbo b'shloishim mashu sagi. Now, we never said we needed arbo, we needed roiv doifen. Lomeli arbo, perish, loma ate lahatzrich arbo, b'shloishim mashu sagi. That's good. If he's also shopping bipshitos, why do you need roiv doifin? You don't even need roiv doifin. Bisvarim the legarsi roiv doifin. Hello, lomali. Pitlosa mashe sagi vehi hi.